Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Campus Conflict Resolution Services here on Blog Talk Radio. We're your hosts, Alexi and Jenna.
If this is your first time coming in, we are active members of the program at Durham College, and it involves us and many students dedicated to becoming a superhero for conflict. And basically, we are a postgrad program in Oshawa, and we have students of a wide variety of educational backgrounds that love to help resolve conflict. So, in fact, we love it so much that we want to teach it to you. So, this is one of our shows.
Today, Alexi and I are going to be discussing a real and very serious example of conflict. Divorce. And for anyone out there who is going through one, we can also help with how to guide your children from the age of birth or 0 to age 8 through the divorce. The first thing to address when going through a divorce are your own feelings and your own emotional stage of separation. This will help you understand how you are feeling and in turn, be able to help your child through what they are feeling about the divorce. There are several stages of what someone might be feeling. Vengeance, sadness, anger, resentment, doubt, guilt, relief, and so many more. These feelings are perfectly normal, but where children of the marriage are concerned, the important thing to ensure is that these feelings do not transfer to the children.
Children's needs greatly vary by their age, and it applies to what they need during a divorce as well. So for the kids from birth, so 0 to 2 years old, children will need both the parents would be there for them to be dependent upon, the mom in particular, but also the father, but the mom is a more popular candidate for that. Warm and responsive care is important. Conflict deeply affects children. Prolonged separations are detrimental to their development, both mental and psychological. You need to watch for the lack of appetite and aggressive behavior. Routine for them is absolutely critical. They base their lives on routine, so once you disrupt them, it disrupts their development as well. Consistency and predictability. This is because being apart from the parent for even a few hours, even when the child is left with someone they depend upon, is stressful. So when babies receive care, warm, responsive care, they're more likely to feel safe and secure with adults who take care of them. Changes in routine and conflict between parents are bewildering and painful for very young children. And very young children can sense the feelings of an upset parent and become upset themselves. Although toddlers rarely understand the details of angry parents and angry words between parents, they feel emotions very strongly. As long as there are no prolonged separations or serious threats to the baby's health, the baby will form attachment to the main caregivers. Parents who do not live with the children need to be patient with toddlers to give them time to become reacquainted with each day. As a parent, it's important for each parent to watch for signs that indicate a child is experiencing difficulties, like waking in the night, wetting the bed, not eating, aggressive behavior, loss of language skills, and loss of toilet training.
At 3 to 5 years of age, the children need to have active imaginations. Children at this stage can be confused by their active imaginations. They also need a need for nurturing from both parents, and it's important to watch for changes in their personality, such as reactions to stress can cause unusual behaviors, returning to old behaviors. They can be reduced stress, which provides reassurance, stability, and comfort, and child care arrangements.
Children from 6 to 8 start forming outside bonds and relationships and have an increased capacity for thinking. So they're learning to form complex thoughts, which results in the ability to imagine more future realities. It can mean that fantasies like being abandoned by the parent they live with are more likely to arise. They also have a strong sense of family. Kids start to tie their identity with their place in the family and how they belong in the family. And sexual relationships with parents are important, but also a trust in the family has begun to develop. Divorce and separation can disturb the idea of a family that the child has, and it's very important to a child at this age. They have a deep feeling of loss and sadness, and they are primary features in the process of separation and divorce of young children at that age. They have a loss of peace in the household, loss of security, loss of contact with the extended family, loss of sense of stability and control, fear that divorced parents will make them different from their peers. You should watch for use of denial. which is the refusal to admit that anything is wrong or that they're hurting or frustrated. It's bad in the long run because children do not cope with their problems alone and they need outside help. Prolonged parental hostility. Children often worry that the parent, what may happen if the parents get angry and that they have caused the parents problems in their marriage. And kids who are allowed to take on too much responsibility for taking care of parents are robbed of their fun and carefree times that belong to their childhood. And also, it's important to communicate because direct and indirect conversation about separation helps the child get through the process and to deal with it better and in more appropriate manners that help them.
Please tune in next week for more information about divorce and some helpful hints on how to help older children through the divorce. After listening to today's show, we encourage you to sit down with a pen and paper and write down anything we said that has resonated with you. Let us know what you find important or what you wish you heard more of and why. And if you have any ideas of a show that you think would be great, we'd love to hear them.
We're your hosts, Jenna and Delaxi, and signing off, if you want more information about CCRS, email us at ccrs@durhamcollege.ca. You can also find our Facebook, Twitter on the show's description.
Thanks for listening. Bye.